Shalom, today the fourth day of the month of Adar of the year 5778, corresponding to the 19th of February of the year 2018. We continue our studies in the work by the late Rabbi Aaron Pfeiffer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, concise code on specifically the details of the laws of the prohibition of blood and salting and roasting of meat. And today we continue with looking at the question of meat that was steeped and pickled. And today we'll be talking about pickling more in the sense that most people would understand it today as pickling in a liquid that is rather sharp. We're going to yesterday we in the previous session we spoke about what would happen if meat had not had the blood removed through salting and or roasting, and this meat was left soaking in a water or some other mild liquid for 24 hours or more. And today we look at a related question, which is, what would happen if the liquid was not so mild, but actually sharp? What would happen if meat that had not been salted to remove the blood was left soaking in a solution of salty water? And the same questions would apply if there was some other sharp and strong substance. For example, if the juices of onions or very sharp spices. And here we come to a different aspect of the question of the comparison between something that is steeped in a liquid and it's being cooked. And in the previous section, when we looked at what would happen if the meat was steeped in just mild water, we said that the meat would only attain the status of being kavush, that is to say, pickled without being cooked, but nevertheless having a likeness to having been cooked, only if it was left in the mild liquid for a period of 24 hours or more. But that does not apply where the food in question, here the lumps of meat that we're talking about that have not yet been kashered, if they were left in a liquid that was strong, that was sharp. The Hebrew word for this is charif. Now, if the food was left soaking in something strong, like salty water or other strong liquids, the food becomes kavush, that is considered to be in the state of having been likened to being cooked, kavush, pickled, already in a much shorter length of time. The time that it would take you to put the food in a pot on the fire to get the pot to boiling point. If the meat was left in the cold, strong liquid solution of salt for a short period of time, and that period of time is given by our poskim as being 18 minutes. If the meat was left in salty water for a period of 18 minutes, that meat is already considered to be kavush, just as in the case of mild water with no salt, if it was left there, it had to be there for 24 hours. But when the liquid is salty, it's 18 minutes. And for that reason, if there was a meat that had not been salted to remove the blood, nor had it been roasted in the fire, and this meat was left soaking in salty water, very salty water, or some other sharp liquids, it would be considered to be kavush after only 18 minutes. And for that reason, if in the salty water there was not a quantity 60 times the amount of the meat, that meat is going to be forbidden for consumption. The reason is that because of this process of pickling, which the meat was undergoing in the salty water, blood was exuded from the meat to the outside, and then that blood that was exuded by the very power of the salty water gets reabsorbed into the meat, and there's no repair for this meat to kasher it, not through the regular process of salting, nor the regular process of roasting, for the reason explained in the case of meat that was left soaking in mild water for 24 hours. The blood that is now entrenched in the meat will not be able to be extracted through roasting or salting, so the meat is forbidden for consumption. Now, if the meat was left soaking in a quantity 60 times the quantity of the meat, in that case, there would be no reason for concern owing to any blood that may have separated from the meat into the surrounding water, because the moment the blood oozed out from the meat into the surrounding water, it is batel b'shishim, it is nullified in the 60 times of salty water around it. However, there is still a question remaining about whether it's going to be possible to kasher the piece of meat itself that was in this salty water for a period of 18 minutes. Will we be able to kasher it? Now, in the case of meat having been left in mild water for 24 hours in the previous section, we said that if there was 60 times water, the quantity of the meat, then there are some who say that even salting could avail to remove the blood from that meat, and others who say that salting would not avail, but roasting it would. However, in our case now, where we're talking about meat having been soaked in a sharp liquid like salty water, the law is more stringent. The status of the meat is more stringent because we're concerned that the blood that was left in the meat and was not exuded by during the process of being steeped in the salty water for 18 minutes or more, the blood there has got firmly entrenched in the meat and there will not be possible to get it to ooze out by any means, not by salting and not by roasting. And if there was such a question arising in a household, the decision should be left to a rav who can give a psak halacha in this case. Well, now in section 3 of this chapter, we now go on to a different question, which is what would happen if the meat had its blood removed through salting or roasting? What if this meat that was left soaking in a solution of very salty water was therefore less than the 18 minutes that would render it kavush? It didn't say that for 18 minutes. What will be the law of that meat? And here we're going to encounter a difference between the status of blood that was absorbed in the meat and any blood that might have remained on the surface of the meat after the animal the portions were cut up before the meat was rinsed. If then the meat with blood on its surface was actually left soaking in salty water. So we could ask the question, why should the meat be forbidden only if it was in very salty water for this 18-minute period, the measure of kavisha? The reason such a question arises is because there is a principle in the Talmud that a very salty solution has the same power as if it was boiling hot to cause prohibited items to move from one place to another. Like if there was a very salty solution and there was a piece of meat in there and a piece of cheese in there, then it is considered that the power of the salty water is such as to make it as if these two were being boiled together in a boiling pot, even though the salty water might be quite cold, but the power of the salt is considered to be like boiling. The principle in Hebrew is called maliach harehu k'riteach. Maliach, that which is salty, harehu, indeed, that is considered like roteach, like boiling. So something that is boiling, a pot that is boiling on the stove, would have the power immediately to cause any blood in meat that had not had the blood removed to exude in the boiling liquid. Well, now in the salty water, why do we not apply that principle of maliach keroteach? Why do we not say that the meat that had blood in it would not be forbidden immediately? Why do we say it's going to have to wait for 18 minutes? According to the principle that a very salty solution is if it was boiling on the stove, we should have forbidden that meat with blood inside it immediately. And the answer to this question is as follows, that indeed the moment the piece of meat that had not had the blood removed by salting or roasting was placed in very salty solution of water, immediately blood will start oozing out and it will go back and get reabsorbed in the meat. But even so, we do not need to be concerned about this, and we can allow, we can permit for consumption this meat like any other meat that was being salted or roasted, as long as it did not stay for the entire 18 minutes. The reason for this is that any blood that is being exuded through the very salty solution of water is highly dilute and smooth. And therefore, if it does go back and get absorbed into the meat, it will still be possible, as long as the 18 minutes has not gone by. If it's less than 18 minutes, because of the diluted nature of this blood getting reabsorbed, it will still be possible to get it out through the regular process of salting of the meat. Because when we salt the meat, its blood will come out through the salting, and with the blood that was in the meat that comes out through the proper salting will be exuded any blood that had been reabsorbed from the salty solution. Now, all this applies as long as the piece of meat was not in the salty solution for the whole period of 18 minutes, because then the blood is still dilute and will be easy to be extracted. But if the meat was there for the 18-minute measure that brings into the status of kevisha, of pickled, as it were, the blood is already going to be too strongly entrenched in the meat, and it will no longer be possible to get that blood out either through our regular process of salting or roasting over fire. And all this that we've discussed until now all relates to blood that was absorbed in the meat, in the flesh, from the time of the shchita, the slaughter of the animal. But this blood that was absorbed in the meat, and if the unsalted meat was put in water, whether mild or highly salty, that blood's considered that it's going to start oozing out and get reabsorbed. That is a different question from the question of the status of blood that was on the surface of the meat. When the butcher chops the animal into parts, blood is going to ooze out onto the surface of where he's cut. And prior to our conducting the process of salting the meat, the first step is hadacha, the rinsing of the meat in water. And the purpose of that rinsing is indeed to remove any blood that is on the surface of the meat, so that when we do salt the meat, we're not going to get involved in the issues that we're now going to discuss at this moment. What we spoke about in the previous section of these laws was the question of a piece of meat that had not been had its blood removed, and it was soaking in water, either mild waters, as we said in the previous section, or strong solution of salt or other highly strong solutions. What is the status of that meat regarding the blood that was absorbed in the flesh? Now we ask the question about dam ba'ayin, blood that is facing your eye. You can see it on the surface of the meat. And such blood is thick and not smooth. Now this blood if it got absorbed back into the meat, through the meat being steeped in a highly salty solution, where we apply the principle that highly salty is like as if it's boiling, even though the blood will not have the time to get, as it were, nichbash, pickled inside the meat, nevertheless, that meat is going to be forbidden. And it is not possible to kasher that meat. The reason being because the blood that was on the surface of the meat is thick and not smooth, the moment this blood gets absorbed into the meat through the meat's being soaked in a highly salty solution, even for just a moment, that blood already gets stuck there and hardened inside the meat and will not be able to be taken out either by the regular salting process nor by roasting. Now, for that reason, there are those who say that if there was meat that had not even been rinsed, and this was left soaking in very salty solution, even if that meat did not remain in the salty water for 18 minutes, nevertheless, that meat will be forbidden for consumption and it could no longer be kashered. And the reason for this opinion is that because this meat was not rinsed after the butcher chopped up the portions of the animal, this meat will have on it the remains of blood that have semi-dried all around it, as we should be discussing when we come to the laws of rinsing meat. And this blood is not in the same category of the blood that is exuded from the meat that was absorbed inside the flesh. This is blood that is on the surface and visible, which is thick and not smooth. And if so, the moment a piece of meat which had blood on the surface through not having been rinsed was placed in very salty water, that blood is going to be absorbed into the meat on account of the power of the very salty solution to be like that of a boiling pot, and it will no longer be possible to cause that blood to be exuded through the regular process of salting or roasting or any other method. Well, that is one opinion. There is a different opinion on this question of blood on the surface of the meat, where the meat was placed in salty water. There are those who consider that even though the dirty, the residue of the blood on the surface is not so smooth and fine as blood that was exuded from the meat, nevertheless, it is not as thick as actual blood. And for that reason, this second opinion holds that even though this blood was on the surface of the meat and was held to be absorbed in the meat when it was in salty solution, even though our regular process of salting that meat afterwards will not get this blood out, nevertheless, roasting of the meat would be sufficient to get that blood to be exuded. Now, there's a third opinion on this subject. The third opinion is that if there was residue of blood on the surface of the meat, because this blood on the surface is not considered to be as thick as actual blood, they do, in this opinion, regard any blood on the surface of the meat that was soaked in salty water in the same status as the blood that was exuded from the meat. And for that reason, we'll come to the bottom line here in this question. If there was meat that had not been rinsed, and this meat was soaked in salty water, if the meat did not remain for the 18-minute period of kavisha, it is still possible to use the regular process of salting of meat to kasher that meat, and even more so in the roasting of meat. Now, this is the third opinion, and this third opinion, to follow it, we would apply it, since it is a more lenient opinion, it will be applied in a case where there will be substantial financial loss involved if that meat had to be cast out. We would rule leniently to rely upon this opinion in order to consider any blood that was on the surface of the meat, not like actual blood, but having the same status as blood that was absorbed in the flesh, whose laws we have been studying in these last two sections.